A state senator who became the face of the state's Me Too movement in 2018 is now facing accusations that she sexually harassed a female lobbyist. Senator Michelle Ujanti-Rita was among legislators, lobbyists, and others who accused former Representative Don Shuter of misconduct that eventually led to his expulsion from the state house. And she isn't the only state lawmaker facing scrutiny. A pair of ethics complaints have been filed against Representative David Cook as well. With us now to tell us more about the turmoil is Julia Shumway with the Arizona Capital Times. Julia, good morning.
Good morning.
Let's start briefly with Representative Cook. A pair of ethics complaints filed, formal ethics complaints. What do we know about them at this point?
So at this point, we don't yet have copies of the complaints. The House is waiting until its members on the Ethics Committee have had a chance to read them before they'll release those publicly. We did get an unofficial copy of one that alleges it's filed by a constituent in Cook's district who's involved politically, and he alleges that in 2018, Representative Cook arranged a campaign contribution to Pinal County Sheriff Mark Lamb in exchange for the sheriff holding off on an attempt to collect a tax debt against the lobbyist who Cook is accused of sending some real intimate letters to. Mark Lamb did deny that, said he was offered a donation but did not actually take it.
Interesting. So not necessarily directly about the alleged relationship or anything that might have been done at the Capitol, but maybe something tangentially related to that.
Yes, absolutely.
All right. So let's move now to the case of Senator Ujanti-Rita. Lay out for us, maybe not in quite as graphic detail as you're able to print, but what is she accused of doing and how did this all come to light?
So we knew going back to 2018, when all of these allegations were filed against Representative Don Shuter, there were also suggestions that nude photographs of Senator Ujanti-Rita had made it to a lobbyist, and that was investigated by the House. The House determined at the time that Ujanti-Rita's boyfriend, who is now her husband, sent those images as almost an act of retaliation because something was going wrong in their relationship, and they completely cleared Ujanti-Rita. These new depositions that we received this week show that not only did the lobbyist believe Ujanti-Rita was involved in sending those inappropriate photographs, that there may have been some other incidents that led the woman to believe that Ujanti-Rita wanted to have a relationship with her that the woman was not interested in.
And you mentioned that these were from depositions. What legal case were those a part of?
This was the countersuit that Representative Shuter filed to a defamation suit that Ujanti-Rita filed against him. So he had spoken publicly about some of these pictures. She sued him for defamation. He turned around and filed a suit accusing her of defamation as well.
And is Senator Ujanti-Rita saying anything about this or about what her role might have been in having these photos sent?
She is not. She did say in her sworn depositions and to House investigators that she was not involved with this. She did not know that the pictures were being sent. I tried catching up with her at the end of a long Senate committee meeting last night before we published. She smiled and then walked away and did not respond or answer any questions, just walked out the door.
So any sense of what might be next for her? We started the conversation by talking about formal ethics complaints against Representative David Cook. Is there a chance that there could be ethics complaints against her as well?
It's entirely possible anyone is able to file an ethics complaint. It is a very kind of questionable process. We don't have set codes of conduct in either the House or Senate that members are supposed to follow. So it's kind of nebulous as to whether an ethics complaint could be filed or whether anything would come of it if one were to be filed.
Understanding that this is reasonably new information, do you have a sense? I mean, have you spoken with any other lawmakers or lobbyists just to sort of take their temperature? I mean, this obviously when the Don Shuter situation happened, that was a big, big deal. And Senator Ujanti-Rita was a big part of that at that time.
So it is still early. It's only been just about 12 hours since we published our story. So it's so far seems like there's a fair amount of shock, although a lot of people did know this was coming. They had been hearing these rumors for a couple of years, and I think they're still processing the information and what to do with it.
All right, certainly more to come on that. That is Julia Shumway with the Arizona Capital Times. Julia, thank you.
Thank you.